KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has signed the expropriation bill into law. It replaces the 1975 Act. The legislation underwent 5 years of public consultation. The presidency's Vincent Magwenya says, according to the Act, authorities must negotiate with property owners and use mediation or courts to solve disputes. He says the law aims to promote inclusivity and equitable access to resources.
In terms of this law, an expropriating authority may not expropriate property arbitrarily or for a purpose other than a public purpose or in the public interest.
An Umhlanga ward councillor says local security companies are on heightened alert after a man was gunned down in La Lucia. The attack happened on Shelbourne Avenue last night. All that's so far been confirmed by police about the victim is that he was 53. Authorities have launched a manhunt for his killers. Earlier, Daryl Oliver of the Durban North CPF told Newswatch residents were shocked as the attack happened in what is otherwise a quiet neighbourhood. Ward 35 councillor Bradley Singh says while there's enough security in the suburb, it's been stepped up after last night's incident.
If you drive around La Lucia like this morning, or Umhlanga this morning, you will see that normally the security vehicles park like in designated spots. But now it's more heightened, so they've been more visible in more of the main arterial roads to show that the security is present, you see.
25 survivors and families of victims of apartheid-era crimes are taking legal action against the president and the government. Backed by the Foundation for Human Rights, they're seeking constitutional damages for apartheid-era cases referred by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission to the National Prosecuting Authority. Yes, the foundation's Odette Geldenhuys.
It was served on the president, the government, the minister of police, the minister of justice, the NPA on Tuesday, so they know about the case. And so now the time has started to run for them to answer. And so they have until the 10th of February to file a notice of intention to oppose. So we will know around about the 10th of February what the view of the state parties are.
Lukhanyo Qalata is the son of anti-apartheid activist Fort Qalata, who was part of the Craddock Four, who were abducted and murdered by security police in 1985. He says the state's inaction has denied him and his family justice.
So when successive ANC-led administrations failed to do that, it told me that my father's life, Fort Qalata, that Matthew Goniwe's life, Sparo Mkonto's life, Sicelo Mhlawuli's life, who became known as the Craddock Four, that their lives didn't matter in a government that's led by the African National Congress.
And the nominees for the 97th Oscars have been announced. Wicked, A Complete Unknown, and Dune Part 2 are up for Best Picture. Adrian Brody, Timothée Chalamet, and Ralph Fiennes are nominated in the Best Actor category. And Cynthia Erivo, Demi Moore, and Fernanda Torres are up for Best Actress. Durban 28 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 29, Richards Bay 32.
And a look at what's coming up in your sport. Blitzbox loose forward Zane Davids will celebrate his 57th tournament. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says they'll end up getting what they deserve if they go out of the Champions League. And defending champion Yannick Sinner dumps local favourite Alex de Minaur out of the Australian Open.